It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than Satan waiting for you at court. You could join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking on air. Number to call in, 845-986-8804. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt, joined by Pippi Alex.
Hi, everybody.
And Joe Kerry will be here within the hour.
Yeah.
On the show, we'll tell you how to stop robo scam calls. We're doing good stuff for a change.
Yes.
School of Fools and the possible end of analog clocks, a satanic statue outside an Arkansas court, and a comedian gets accused of sexual harassment while on stage in the middle of his act at Purdue University, and some scam busters with Ann Jackson.
Yes.
So, a full slate of nonsense.
Awesome. We have good stories.
Well, it's not stories night. It's Ann Jackson night.
No, I mean, you know, we have good topics.
Yeah, well, we try.
Yeah.
We try to keep it going. So I guess the breaking news is we won't wait for Joe to discuss. We'll just enjoy it ourselves. Paul Manafort, guilty on 8 counts, including tax evasion, bank
fraud.
There
you go.
And whatchamacallit, Michael Cohen, guilty, admits guilt on tax campaign fraud at the behest of the candidate who was Donald Trump.
Oh.
So some of the best people are now some of the guiltiest people. More of the best. It's just really going well for the president.
Yeah, you know, it's really not sounding so great, is
well,
it?
Well, I mean, the good news is, you know, he's got a rally tonight in West Virginia.
Yeah.
So he loves the rallies.
I know. Well, he's with his people, so.
He's with his people, you know.
They'll buck him up.
The enemy of the people, the media he can yell at, witch hunts he can talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he won't talk about the economy very much because that would make sense if I was in his position. He won't do that, but. You know, maybe a shot at Amorosa. That'd be nice.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think we'll hear something about John Brennan.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. Because he's in front of his peeps.
Yeah.
So he's got that going for him.
Well, you know, he will be coddled in the bosom of his people, so he won't have to listen to a whole lot of nonsense from non-believers.
They are believers or non-believers, are they not?
Yeah.
I was just... on Facebook, there's this person who, you know, another one of these holier-than-thou people, another God person.
Oh, okay.
You know, scripture, this, that, the other thing.
Right.
Has not said a thing about the priests in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And is all Trump all the way. So I put, you know, I don't know how Christian values square with adultery on every one of his wives and then committing a campaign fraud, you know, to do it and lying. And besides all the other stuff, I was like, what do you know about Christian values? He's like, well, you know, maybe God sent him here. If God sent him here to make Jerusalem Israel's capital, then that's enough for me. Like, all right, well, at least now I know where you're coming from.
Right.
He's like, yeah, nice that you don't care about Israel. I'm like, well, I didn't say that.
No.
I just don't know if everything is worth, you know, ruining that status quo.
I mean, I like how I've seen this happen in local politics too, but that people will have particular agendas and that's it.
Yes.
Everything else be damned, yes. As long as my shit gets done.
He also egged Joe on my Facebook page last week.
Oh boy.
About the to take me on about the freedom of speech.
Uh-huh.
And we've been over this. Not every member of the show has the same morals for every freedom of speech. It kind of pick and choose which freedoms of speech they want to protect.
Oh, cherry picking.
What?
Cherry picking.
And which ones they don't. Mm-hmm. And he's like, he called me like unpatriotic. So I threw down the, I go, and what exactly have you done for the country and the military? He didn't answer that. I like when they come at me like that. It's like, because I know what I've done.
Right.
You know. And I'm like, well, what have you done?
Yeah.
And I've done this with Joe before. Mm-hmm. As soon as they start screaming the patriot, which I never scream at somebody. I never say you're not a patriot. Or
right.
Anything. But I was going, well, what have you done? And it's always a whole lot of nothing.
Well, I mean, it's an unfortunate statement to throw at somebody. It's something that it seems like conservatives use a lot of times to try to shut liberals down.
Yeah.
Because the presumption that people, liberals who will fight for their rights don't love their country.
Well, it's not even just liberals anymore. I mean, it's, you know, look how they attack John McCain now.
Oh, I know.
I mean,
anyone that's not, Lisa says flag wavers are often like that. That's absolutely
yeah,
it. They wrap themselves in the flag.
You know what? After 9/11, I got it. We all got our flag. We all waved it. I got
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
It was a flag waving type of time.
Yeah.
It was a freedom fry making type of time. I get it.
Well, it was all of us against them, you know,
yeah,
so we bonded together.
No,
it's not. But, you know, there are so many people. It's just like there are zealots of all sorts. There are people who are the very, you know, zealous, if that's the word, churchgoers.
I think they're just zealots.
Zealots. They're the zealots that go to churches and they are holier than thou. That's where the phrase came from. They know more about having to be holy and pious than you do. And then there are people who are in, you know, the political world.
Didn't I take on somebody like that in my personal life?
Yes, you sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't cotton too well to them holier than thou men of God bullshits, do I?
No, no, you don't.
Let alone fat fucking Facebook warriors.
Well, you know, and then there's the Facebook warrior or the people that are in politics that wrap themselves in the flag and then try to subjugate everyone else.
I do enjoy when the president actually walks up to the flag and hugs it. Because, you know, you can just grab a flag and they'll let you. When you're a celebrity, they'll just let you.
Yeah.
I do enjoy when he, like, makes nice to the flag, like, imagining that it's Melania, because you know he ain't getting close enough to Melania anymore.
He's not touching her. So
no.
Might as well get with something nice,
Donald,
and satiny.
The only thing your thumbs will be in is a Twitter account.
Yeah. The only thing satiny and he's getting his hands on his
your little
flag.
Donald, your little hands cannot touch me anymore. Why don't you call your girlfriend Stormy?
No, really? Oh, yeah. I mean,
she wants nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with him. I mean, the fact that she's been caught several times slapping him away in public is hilarious to me.
I mean, you know, her cyber bullying thing.
Yeah, she's married to the biggest one.
But I say I don't feel bad for her. She knew what she was getting into.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of sympathy for her.
Did you see what Eric Trump posted? Like, I hate disloyal people. And somebody posted, your father cheated on every one of his wives, including your mother.
Oh, snap!
It's like, wow. I was like, why didn't I think of that?
I know. I love it when people come up with a great burn at the moment they
yes,
need it.
Yes.
So great.
I am much better on the stage than I am on Twitter. But
Right. I love the, you know, the cartoon, our cartoon president on Showtime.
Yes,
and the cartoon image of Eric. I mean, the poor thing is all gums.
Yeah.
But they make so they're kind of cruel about that because his physicality, he can't help. But they make him so stupid, and that's great.
No, I mean, it's a cartoon.
I know, but it's endlessly amusing to me.
Yes. So, it's a bad day for the president, so I'm happy he is at a rally where he's supported, and he goes, there, and he can go, there's my black, you know, he can go,
my one black.
There's my black,
yes.
You know. You know, back in coal country, all I'm going to do for it's not working out well for them.
It's really not.
No.
I'm still aghast that we're out of the Paris Accord. I just can't wrap my mind around that.
Out of a lot of things. Don't worry, we're going to make new deals. Better deals.
Oh.
I'm a deal maker.
Yeah.
I'm a deal maker.
We're pissing off Canadians.
I'm going to take what's behind door number two, because I'm a deal maker. I don't want what's in your pocket. I'm going to, it's a donkey.
Well, it's the best donkey. I can make use of that donkey.
Damn liberals and their donkeys showing up behind door number two.
Is it Dominic, the Christmas donkey?
Hee-haw, hee-haw. My favorite donkey of all. Actually, I'm more of an Eeyore.
I actually didn't know that whole song. Really? Until I was an adult. And whoever was singing it to me the first time, like, you know.
Here's my favorite.
Dominic.
Nobody wants to be my friend. What's a donkey to do? Nobody wants to be my friend. Except for Winnie the Pooh.
Yes, that is my favorite.
Except for Winnie.
That's enough. That's enough of that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I guess we're not staticky?
No, we're not.
Okay.
We're doing okay. All right. So far, so good.
Because we're at like the top of our monitor here, and I turned down. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Something. Just carry on, my wayward son.
That's okay. But, you know, we're on a, you know, Throwback Thursday. We're Tech Tuesday. Tech Problem Tuesday. There's always something. Yeah, what are we going to do?
I don't know. Seems all right. As long as it's clear for Lisa. Last week, there was a little static in it, which nobody told me about while the show
really?
Was
really? Yeah, nobody told me.
Part three, which, you know, I can get rid of in post, but it's just, you know, a pain in the ass.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Well, nobody told me.
Okay.
You dastardly villains.
Yeah,
you let me static it up in here?
I mean, I guess we could ask Joe about it, but I'm not really that interested.
Well, you know, it's just...
I'm just not interested.
Everybody's got an opinion about what's going on with these guilty verdicts.
I'm just tired of watching people spin.
Yeah.
Just fucking stop spinning.
Everybody tries to tweak things. It doesn't seem to matter to the American public anymore. You're allowed to lie, and people are just like, yeah,
okay. As a once great man once said, truth is not truth.
Yes, yes.
Truth is not truth.
It doesn't seem to matter.
And then you got Governor Cuomo of New York saying, America was never great.
Oh,
Not sure you want to say that in the middle of a campaign.
Oh, man, you know... I know what he was trying to say in the context, but boy, that came out bad.
Yeah.
Boy, yeah. That came out bad.
That wasn't smooth.
No.
Just a nice little sound clip for the Republican who's ever running against him. I'm assuming he's going to beat Cynthia Nixon.
Well, everybody... yeah, isn't it?
Well, that's the who's being primaried.
Yeah.
Cynthia Nixon.
Yeah.
I'm not really concerned about her.
No, I don't think so.
But, yeah, so... I don't know how much Governor Cuomo shall be running for president after that.
He'll bounce back from that.
Yeah, I mean, he'll win the state, but just, it was stupid. I know what he was going for.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, America was never great. That's pretty harsh. America's had great moments.
I know.
I think like a month ago, I actually went through some of our highs and lows on the show.
Right. Well,
And there have been highs.
What he was going for is, you know, we've never been perfect. You know?
I don't know. Well,
what's,
you know.
What's the moment? Well, what people have been saying for a long time. What's the moment in time where we were so great? What is it? What exactly are you hearkening back to?
My first blowjob, I would say,
was
a great
was
time.
Great.
In America, yes, I would say all the ills of the world were solved.
Yes, I'm sure.
Everybody had a chicken in their pot, a cock in their mouth, so to speak. First time I got laid. Although it wasn't really that good, to be honest, but it was lengthy. Still a great time in America. First time I touched a boob. These are all great times in American history.
So we all share these milestones with you, do
we? Yes. When the New Jersey Devils beat the Detroit Red Wings for their first ever Stanley Cup in 1995.
It's funny because I was not aware of any of these milestones when they were happening.
Well, I'm probably more of a student of American history than you are.
Yes, of course. And so everybody else probably knows these milestones.
Not everybody, but I mean, should. Should be taught in school, you would think. But I mean, that's a
problem. When was the boobage?
When was the boobage? Had to be when I was 15.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of good things happened when I was 15.
What's the move?
The move?
Yeah.
Show me your tits.
No, come on.
What was the move?
Like, how did you get there? This is the scene in so many movies where how do you actually accomplish this? Maybe she wants you to, but you're going to have to find a way in.
I usually wait till they're in a restful sleep. when I feel that
dude.
REM sleep.
No.
I like when the eyelids start to flitter.
No,
I see
dude.
Them and I stream.
No.
I really, then, you know, I go for, what, no?
No.
No?
No.
So that would not be the best.
No, way. Not when they're asleep.
Even if it was great for the country?
No. Even if it was going to get you the nuclear codes and save the world. No.
Oh, I think it was going to save the world. you know, sometimes we got to take one for the team.
That had to be a hell of a breast.
Well, they were big.
Oh, well, see.
Probably C's.
Yeah, oh, good for you.
Yeah, you know, it was probably, I mean, I honestly don't remember, to be honest. I remember my first kiss, but I don't think it happened at the same time. It was probably making out.
Yeah.
You know, it probably started above the clothes. Because, you know, still to this day, it does for most people when you're with somebody new.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because if you're allowed, because, you know, you go around the outside, like around the shoulder, outside, looking in. Yeah. Like
so,
you know,
close.
And like you're outside somebody's house and they're having some pie and you'd like some pie and you're looking in. I wonder if I can have pie too. I dare not go in the front door. Maybe I'll linger here a little bit.
Just hanging on the windowsill. Then
you
edge across the shrubbery to the front porch.
Yeah. And then go, if the ballistic guy, then maybe you clear your throat. Ahem, ahem, ahem. Maybe they'll notice you. Maybe they'll open the window so you can smell the pot. and then if that goes on, maybe they invite you in the front door. And before you know it, you're eating pie.
There you go. Is that wait? We were talking about boobs. I think the analogy went someplace else.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, the analogy for eating pie is obviously a lot more work.
Oh yeah. Oh
but
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it probably started. I'm sure it started with like heavy petting.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a high school kid.
Yeah.
I mean, and this was the you know, I was recently unfatted.
So, oh yes. Yeah. So it was like, this is a monument. It's like, this is how I'm getting to the promised land.
This is why I lost weight.
Yeah.
That's why I tell people, when you're young, when you're fat, when you're young, you lose weight to get laid.
Yes.
When you're old, you lose weight to get better health insurance premiums.
Yes.
Motivation is just not the same.
No.
You never do it because I just want to feel good about me. I want to feel good about me so I pay less money, or I want to feel good about me so I can feel good in you. There's always there's always motive, at least for me.
Well, some people get all curious when somebody like all of a sudden, you know, starts working out and taking better care of themselves. They're like, are you cheating? You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, some people will fatten you up.
Oh, yeah, so that you are not available.
So you're unappealing to everybody.
Right.
And I tell them, my personality will take care of that. Don't you worry. Don't you worry about the exterior. What's inside is way uglier than what you're looking at.
And then it'll just be moments before they know.
Yeah, it usually puts them in and go, you know, you got a point. I don't even know how I can stand
it. Here, give me that pie back.
Exactly. You know what? You really should lose a little weight.
Yeah, get that out of your face hole.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I'm sure it was some. I'm sure it was some heavy. I'm sure it was started with making out.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it probably went to heavy petting.
Yeah.
You know, probably did, and there was probably a hand on my crotch too.
Oh right.
You know, wow. and then it's just like,
it was a hell of a night.
Right, but you don't have your own place, so there's always the danger of interruption.
Oh God, yes.
Which makes things more exciting.
Yes.
But you must act a little quicker too.
You do. You have to be stealthy. But you see, the thing is that you're being stealthy, but you're also like you're involved in the moment, so you don't know if like somebody sees you or something.
The worst is when I was when I'd be doing stuff with my my girlfriend at the time at her house, and I was always wore sweatpants. I always wore sweatpants.
Why is
and
that?
Because I'm an asshole and an idiot. I mean, sweatpants are very comfortable. I just didn't know that they were meant for 55-year-old men that are fat and can no longer wear real clothes. I didn't know that. But I mean, a lot of people wore sweatpants.
Yes.
At the time.
Yes, at the time, yes.
But I mean, I always wore. But the problem with sweatpants, as everybody knows, is, you know, when some exciting activities are transpiring,
then everybody knows.
Exactly. And that was always uncomfortable when mom, or like her mom or dad, walked in.
Oh God, that's what those little fluffy pillows on the couch
are
for.
Yeah, on, you know, I like camping, I got a tent, I don't know what to tell you.
Grab a pillow.
So what was your first time to have your boobies grabbed?
Wow. I'm trying to think. I mean, I was a late bloomer.
I have a feeling you had breasts very early.
No, I didn't.
Really?
I did not.
And yet they kept growing.
I was a really late bloomer in the breast department. I was like 23 years old before I had like anything.
Wow.
I was like inverted. I was so nothing.
Wow.
I know.
I feel like those are all steroids now.
No. These are real, but they came in later.
I feel like you're Brady Anderson. Do you remember Brady Anderson?
No.
He was a player with the Red Sox and with the Baltimore Orioles. He was a good leadoff hitter, good outfielder.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, he started hitting 50 home runs.
Uh-oh.
Like, later on in his career, it was all steroids.
Yeah. That big neck kind of look.
He just became a home run hitter after not being a home run hitter.
Right.
I kind of feel that's the situation with your breasts.
Yeah, no, they're not good at bat, but they're...
So you didn't get felt up until, what, 23?
No. I mean, like, people still tried, even though there was nothing there.
Yeah, no, I've been with flat chest.
Yeah.
I've been with all nipple.
No, tiny, tiny nipples, no boob.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
Basically
where
nothing.
Like, there's nothing there but nipple.
Nothing.
Yeah. It's,
yeah.
You know, listen, if I'm a priest, it's very exciting, but, you know.
The prepubescent look. I think it might have been, there was
retirement community. There I was, 15 years old.
No, I was 17, and, I think that was the first time. It was at a graduation party, and we were in somebody's backyard, and it was my friend from photography class, and I had never smoked pot either. So he was like, "You want to go and smoke a joint?" And I was feeling kind of down, and I was like, "Yeah, okay." I didn't feel like I fit in at this party, and I was like, "I don't." And my best friend was dating this guy.
I've been to several parties where neither one of us fit in. Never once have you offered up a breast.
Well, you didn't offer up a bone either.
I did not. Neither type.
Right? No, so he's like, let's go smoke this. And I was like, okay, I'm, you know, going to try that. So then, of course, that made its way to feeling up.
Really?
Yeah. Because I was whacked.
I should have done drugs.
I was whacked out of my socks.
I had no idea that's what drugs led to.
Well, and everybody knew that we were up to something because we had gone out. These people lived on the edge of a golf course. And we got out onto the golf course. I was covered in grass. Covered in grass.
Why does she have grass stains on her back? I wiped out repeatedly.
And it was really embarrassing because I had recently had my appendix out. I mean, really recently.
Yeah, you're really making this as unsexy as possible.
Oh, God. No, it really was so unsexy. And so it was like, so he wanted to go further. And I'm like, no. I had surgery recently. No. This below the waist is a no-fly zone. Absolutely not. And so I was like, No. And I didn't realize, I guess I was being a little loud with my protestations. Later, my friend said that she and her boyfriend, who went out to, like, walk around on the golf course, said, "Oh, we heard some girl yelling, no.
And we did nothing about it. We continued on with our walk.
They apparently did.
A girl sounded like she was in trouble and might need some help, but we were strolling.
I know, and I was like, yeah, that's amazing that you heard that. I didn't say it was me.
No, my appendix, you son of a bitch.
My appendix! You'll burst my stitches. Get off of
me. That doesn't sound romantic at all.
It wasn't. It really wasn't.
I mean, because it was the girl I was dating. I don't know. I mean, yeah, she was probably 14.
Mm-hmm.
I was 15. It had to be that summer before my junior year of high school.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, everything happened that year. Got my first girlfriend, who I did nothing with. Her parents hated me, and, you know, she was 13.
Wow.
So
yeah.
They just moved in, so I was appealing. Yeah, this was the summer when I fucking lost weight. I'm telling you, losing weight is the key.
Yes, yes, it works.
Yeah, because when I was fat, nobody wanted to talk to me.
No.
Once I got skinny.
Yeah.
And then once you start when you start lifting weights on top of that, which I was not at the time.
Oh, right.
But yeah, much more appealing. And I had long hair.
Yeah, you had it going on.
I don't know if I had it going on. But it was more. It was going on more than it ever was before.
Oh my God! Lisa says I was a Tide commercial.
What does that
with
mean?
The grass stains all over me. Oh my God! And she said, "Wow, she developed early at 12 years old."
My kid's developing, and she's not 12.
Yeah, well, you know what? They start early now.
We actually a couple years ago, because we went to not genetics, but where they the endocrine or I don't know.
Endocrinologist?
Yeah, because we were worried that she was developing early.
Okay.
So we stopped with we started getting organic milk without the hormones.
Oh, okay.
It slowed things down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because you know, if they reach puberty too soon, it will actually stunt their growth.
Yeah.
So now she's more or less on target.
Oh, that's good.
Because she's, you know, 11, and they're just developing younger now.
Yeah, they are, because of all of the hormones and things.
My daughter is starting to get, she's starting to get curvy.
Yeah, okay. Oh, Dad.
But she's very modest.
Yeah.
She's always wearing sweatshirts and all. She don't walk around in a bikini. She wears a shirt on, and she's one of the modest ones, which is good.
Well, you know, it's very weird to all of a sudden have people staring at you.
I don't know if they're staring at her. I mean, she wants nothing to do with boys.
Really?
To the point I'm like wondering, I wonder if she's going to be a lesbian. She's already said she wants to be a cat lady. I said, fine, just not in my house. Moving with Pip.
yeah, I know. Well, you know what? You never really do know. Lisa, you said there's an echo. Is there an echo on the show, or there's an? I don't know what she meant with that. Well, we'll see in a second. Maybe we are having Tech Tuesday.
Kind of weird that would just kick in all of a sudden.
I know, but I mean that's happened to me while I'm on the phone. All of a sudden, it starts echoing terribly. I don't know, kids don't always, I knew a lot of girls that were like tomboys, they used to call them, and then they ended up, you know, getting married.
Sucking dick.
Sucking dick, yep. There is an echo on the show. We might have to start over again.
Don't talk for a second.
All right, I'm not talking.
I feel like something's like running in the background, and I don't know what it would be.
Joe's girl doesn't hear an echo.
Joe's girl doesn't hear an echo.
Yeah, so maybe it is Lisa.
Now, Lisa's had issues before.
Yeah.
So we're going to ask Lisa to sign out and sign back in.
Yeah, because that might be you this time.
Because it's easier for Lisa to sign out and sign back in.
Than us.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Thank you, Joe's girl, and thank you, Lisa. We will get to the bottom of this. Because there's nothing better than tech talk on this show.
I know. It's like, what's wrong today?
Much better than hearing about our awkward first time being felt up or feeling up.
I know. It was awkward. Although, I'm trying to think. I don't know that there was any, like, chest play, but when I was really little... Well, me and this little boy, we played doctor. I told you about that. We were, like 5.
Here's how ugly I was. Nobody played doctor with me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My dad did, but...
oh, dude!
But not the... I mean, like, I had a little doctor's kid, but not the way you played doctor.
And he was such a dad about it. Remember that? Glenn. Yeah, Glenn. I wonder how he's doing.
So I'm sucking my dad's cock. He's like, play with the balls. He's being such a dad about it. Glenn Miller, Satan's comic.
God, that was a great line. I loved that part of his routine.
It was very disturbing.
And very disturbing.
And funny.
Yes. Yes. That was very inside.
So is Joe's girl says no echo.
Yeah.
And have we regained Lisa?
Lisa, they're saying hello, so she might be going out and coming back.
Lisa?
Yes.
You can say hello to Joe's girl in a second. Right now we have a task for you. Sign out, come back in, and see if there's still an echo. Thank you, dear.
She says, will do. So I'm sure
I'm the voice of God.
Yeah.
Back away from Joe's girl. Pay no attention to Joe's girl.
Don't say that. Joe doesn't pay any attention when you say that either.
Well, I don't care. Joe should pay attention to Joe's girl.
Yes, he should.
I mean, otherwise the nickname makes no sense.
No, really.
Or they're married.
Really can. Oh, yeah, then he would run screaming. That seems to be the pattern.
Yeah. So I could have blown off this show tonight. I had a playoff softball game.
Did you?
I did.
Oh, and
not there.
Oh, wow. So are they going to suffer without you playing?
They're one of the few people that do suffer when I'm not present.
I meant that earnestly.
I had told them last week I couldn't play, and then he texted me again today. I'm like, well, do you have enough? He's like, yeah, we'll be okay. I'm like, okay. You know, and we won the first, it's the best of three. We won the first game. So even if we lose tonight, we're not eliminated. So
okay.
I can still come. Now, after we win this and we go to the finals, and there's a show on Tuesday, I don't know.
Oh really?
I don't know what I will do. I will deal with that because I don't like. Because I've missed many a softball game for our radio show.
Yeah. Oh, I guess so.
But if we go to the playoff, I mean, if we're in the championship game,
then this might have to be a vacation week.
It might have to be. Huh, I played a playoff game in my other league last night. Two playoff games last night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Two playoff games?
Yeah, it was a best of three series. You play all three games that night.
Oh, my God.
Well, we avoided that by losing both games.
Oh, lucky you. Oh, okay, we don't have to play that third one. Phew!
I was catching for the first game, and that we're pitching. It's like high arc. They batter up. I've never seen balls go so far so consistently. Just bombs. Like, we shut the... They scored eight in the first inning. Like, we held them down after that.
Right.
But just everybody's getting up. Like, the balls are getting hit so hard, I actually hear them saying, ouch.
This sounds like some of my early dates.
Yes. I mean, like, you get a really good look at it from behind on play. Go, wow, those are really going far.
Oh, I guess you do.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you stay in that crouch position that long.
I didn't crouch. I went down on it because I still got a... My calf is still not healed 100%.
Right.
It's weird now. I don't have that... I can't... I played last Friday. I played softball in my other league, and we won. But I don't... Right now, I don't have that first burst, like that explosion when you go to take your first running step.
Right.
Like, I don't have that right now. Like, right now, I kind of, like... coast into like this. Like, it's kind of weird. Last week I was running to second base. Guy looked like he was going to catch it, so I started running back to first base.
Right.
Drops the ball. Ugh. So that I got to go back to second, slide in safely. And then later on, I went from second to home, and by the time I started, you know, getting between second and third, I started picking up the speed. And it's like, okay, now like people are like, "Oh wow, you're fast." Well, but it's like I just can't.
Yeah, your 0-60 is a little slower than it used to be.
I don't have it right now.
Yeah.
And when I play the outfield, because that's how I got hurt,
mm-hmm.
I took that first quick step, and I guess I'm tentative right now, and I still feel it.
Sure.
A month later, still pulling.
Yeah.
And then, of course, last night I hurt my left heel, so I got my right calf, my left
heel. What'd you do to your heel?
The same thing I did to it last year. I think it was the other heel. I hit the hit the bag wrong, first base wrong, and just... No, that I jammed it. This, I kind of like hit it on the edge.
Ow.
That's the thing that put D.D. Gregorius on the disabled list.
Oh, jeez.
So I was just like, oh. It's like, I got to tell you, it sucks having bad legs.
Well, I know. I know. I really know. It's you get on the list for the DL for sports injuries, and I'm on the DL all the time for, excuse me, illnesses.
Yeah, but I play through. I play through Young Helix.
Well,
last time you did, and you got credit.
Yeah, and I'm playing through tonight too.
What's wrong with you tonight?
The thing just won't go away. I have these like sore, like swollen glands.
Oh, I had a bad throat last week. I still got a little bit of one.
Yeah,
I mean, where I wasn't really talking during the day, and then after that show last week, my throat was killing me.
Yes, it's hard to swallow.
Yeah, well, fortunately you're a spitter, so. So not all is lost. I mean, you have an option. You have an out.
I do have an option, and I do have an excuse.
And we've talked about this before. Is spitting insulting?
I know.
We've talked about it before.
Yeah, but I'm on the DL, so I get an out.
No, absolutely. When you're playing hurt, we're just happy you showed up.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, I always say, but if you're not playing hurt, it coaxes. It's a lubricant.
I don't know about that.
Well, I don't know, but I'm going to assume and say it as fact.
Well, they do say that, you know, warm salt water gargling. So
sure, I like honey.
Yeah, that's what
tea
I had.
And honey.
That's what I was having here. Tea and honey.
If you need more, I got.
Thanks.
If not, we also have jizz. So it's tea or honey or jizz.
I'll get back to you.
Okay, let me know what you want. Both are in plenty of abundance.
It all depends on what we're doing on the break.
I will tell you. The jizz is going to have to be on the first break because it's about 9-10 minutes worth of songs.
Okay, yeah.
Because I won't have time in the second break because that's like only a 4-minute break.
Oh, I gotcha. Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
All right.
So, just letting you know.
Yeah, okay. There's a picture for you, okay. Dear listener.
That's what happens when you guys don't hear. They're like, when we're taking the break, when the show gets divided, that's what's going on. Making tea.
So to speak.
I'm making tea.
You know, my friends and I went to Rib Fest. Up in...
Oh, that's a big deal up here.
Yeah.
Or at least big enough to eat where they have commercials.
Yeah. Yeah, and we went... And I was kind of surprised that in this area, there were so many people with a discoloration to their neck.
Rednecks, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's farm up here.
I know, but it was like, this is not far from New York City.
No, but it's farm country.
Yeah, I know.
It's very Republican.
It's very rural and Republican.
I mean, it's turning into Rockland County. More people are moving up
here. Yeah, yeah.
And the Hasidics are buying up everything.
Yeah.
So, which which people are not happy with.
No, I know. They don't take kindly.
Not even other Jews, apparently.
No, apparently. Well, but
yeah, so there's a bunch of rednecks.
Yeah, it was really weird. Mr. Hillux was getting uncomfortable because, you know, he looks like Mr. Hip, you know, old hippie dude. And he was just, you know, and he was just like, oh, God. And
he looks like he would have been a pretty girl at Woodstock.
And one of the
you
things...
You tell him that one, too.
I will. One of the things that we were looking at, I mean, like, I have an obsession with all things maple. And there are, and you know, maple is a
to go along with your other collections.
No, like you know, maple syrup, anything,
maple candy,
maple candy,
maple cotton candy.
Yes, all that stuff. I love that. So it's like
maple leaves.
I'll go and maple leaves. No, I'm not. I don't like hockey. Oh.
Lisa's gonna be upset.
I know. I'm sorry, Lisa. I'm really sorry.
She back?
Yeah.
And she
it's fine. Okay. Yep.
All right. Once again, Lisa's the cause of the problems.
So I saw, you know, there's places like that I can indulge my Maple Jones and bring Stove home and
Maple,
you know.
Maple Jones and is that
yeah,
how it goes?
I think it is.
Maple Jones and me.
Maple Jones and me.
By the Counting Crows.
Yes. Yeah. It was awesome. Yeah. It was about maple. I like it.
Yeah.
So I'm checking those things out. And, of course, we ate ribs. And
are they all pork ribs?
There's a whole bunch of different kinds of... I guess there were some beef ribs up there as well, but mm-hmm. I assume the ones that we ate were pork.
I've never seen turkey ribs.
Yeah, you wouldn't, would you? No. They'd be very, very tiny. Yeah. No. But,
never see vegan ribs.
No.
Not
at all.
Do you have any carrot ribs?
Carrot ribs. They're called carrots. That's how they look. Oh. pulled pork, brisket, ribs.
Like brisket. Oh,
yeah, well, that's what we got. We shared pulled pork nachos, and we split a brisket sandwich.
Now, hold on, I got to stop you right here.
Uh-huh.
You had told me that you are doing things to get to a more comfortable fighting weight.
Well,
I do not think this is on the program.
No, it was not.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
There's maple and pulled pork nachos and...
These were not things on them.
But I guess you said, well, you know, I might be standing while I'm eating this, so that works.
Well, I'll be doing a lot of walking today.
All right, there you go.
Yeah. But, I mean, there were... I have to say they were kind of small portions of food.
That's disappointing, at high prices.
It was a little bit, but we were sampling. Like, we had a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and then later we got...
My favorite type of event.
Like a half a rack of ribs, and we split it. So it's like we, you know...
Sounds like a wonderful day.
Yeah, it was, actually. It was nice.
How much do you spend on something like that?
Oh, they're a little too expensive.
What'd you spend, 50?
You know what? I don't know what the price was for admission because our friend paid for us.
So you have to pay.
You have to pay to go in.
Pay to eat more.
Well, I think that you're supposed to go around to all the different people and sample their wares, but...
Well, like, so with your admission, you get to sample?
I think you're supposed to.
Okay, good.
But we didn't go and do that.
Oh,
that's
what I would have done.
We just went and bought food.
I would have made it a weekend. Would have made it a weekend.
Going around and chowing down at each station.
There really isn't a better day than that for me.
I just being able to eat endlessly.
Yes, I like to graze.
Well, I think that had it not all been like a million different kinds of rib meat, it would have been good, you know. There would have been other things to have. But, I mean, it was all what you'd expect at a barbecue, and that
was
fun.
Were you craving some veggies or something?
Well, I mean, it would be nice to take a little break and have something that did...
No dessert?
No. Oh, well, what did we...
A rib sundae?
We got, what are they called? Funnel cakes.
Yeah.
And we split funnel cakes amongst our friends. And so that was really good. I had one in Coney Island, but it was at the end of the day. And they took one they made hours before and warmed it up.
Oh,
Not good. This was an honest to God funnel cake. And I hadn't had one of those in years. So it was...
Hungry now.
It was really good.
I like ribs. I've never eaten pork ribs, but I like beef ribs.
Yeah, the ribs are good. Well, they also had this one station that was all jerky, like different kinds of animals, like things I will not eat ever.
Oh, yeah. When Joe and I were in Myrtle Beach, we went to a jerky store. And there's stuff like alligator jerky and all sorts of weird things.
Bison and ostrich and all kinds of crazy. Like anything you can kill, you can probably turn into jerky, I guess.
Next week, come back and listen to the show. We'll have pip jerky.
Oh, God.
And pip ribs. It's kind of like the Brontosaurus burger in the Flintstones.
It was kind of a strange station because I thought Mr. Helix would be into, like, sampling some of the jerky, but I saw his back go up, and I was like, what? And I looked over, and there was a whole wall of T-shirts that had things like, with the American flag, if this offends you, I'll help you pack. Like, I was like, oh, God, we're in a different world. Run! Run!
Yeah, I don't get that whole thing.
It's like, very aggressive.
Like this whole thing where people go, well, we're going to talk about something that may be ridiculous for people getting offended to later on in the show. But I don't see these people that cower in the United States go, my word, I'm getting the vapors. There's an American flag. I'm offended. I don't see these people.
I don't know who these people
are. I don't know who these people are. I mean, do they have like five pussy hats on? I think in the first four, you're still not going to be offended.
I really don't understand but it's very aggressive. Like, if you disagree with me in the slightest, get the fuck out.
Well, but it's a place where they're selling jerky. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know,
Lisa said redneck jerky.
Yeah,
you're right.
Your hipster vegans are not having alligator jerky.
Absolutely, we were not. No. We were not amongst our people.
You know, I bet they sold a bunch of those shirts, but
I'm sure that they did. I mean, you know, they had country music playing, and there was lots of adult beverages for sale. I mean, it was probably some place that we needed to clear out of before nightfall, and we did.
Why they don't? Why you don't smell liberal?
I think that you could smell it off of us.
That's just really disturbing that now people feel that way, and I get it. You know, it's like we can't even have outdoor activities that involve eating and drinking together without. You know, people being upset or trying to intimidate or try to judge or feeling judged.
Yeah.
In a bad place.
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't feel like anybody was, like, you know, saying anything to us or being... I was actually a very peaceful day and everything, but when I saw those things, I was like, that's really very...
Well, your husband's got some long hair, so... Yeah. You felt like, but so do they. I mean, you know, they have
long hair. Yeah, they do, too. You know, but I think that it's just... You know, he's old enough to remember being beaten up for having long hair. You know, and being like,
he's old
damn
enough
you,
to remember
hippie.
When Samson had his hair cut off.
He's not that damn old. I'm not with the curb keeper, you know.
No, you're not. I'm sorry.
No.
Misjudged. My bad. My apologies.
Yeah, I'm fine. But, but you know, he does come from the time period where he was like a hippie boy in a let's be a, you know, big football players and conservative and beat up the hippies kind of world.
I mean, now it's like beat up the vegan, I guess.
Yeah, well,
beat
kinda.
Up the hipster.
Yeah.
Oh, which reminds me, can I say something right now? I'm going to make a statement. You know, sometimes I like
what?
To...
No, I'm going to stop you. No, absolutely not. You're not allowed to speak your anything you want to say on your show.
Okay.
Go
no
ahead.
Freedom of speech.
No. If you don't like it, I'll help you pack.
Please. Please help me pack when we move.
I know.
That'd be delightful.
I already moved you.
You did. You're a great friend. You are. Nobody can say you're not. Now, sometimes I like to give fashion advice.
You do?
Well, you know, I've talked about yoga pants and
true.
And stretch pants and sweatpants. You know.
Okay.
I'm going to give another piece of fashion advice. Everybody write that. Gather round.
Oh, my God. The second coming of Tim Gunn. I'm ready.
Fat men should not wear skinny jeans. They look like a lollipop.
I'm just picturing all
you've
that.
You've seen it.
Oh, yes. Oh, the horror.
Am I correct?
You're totally correct.
And it's not been said, but I'm saying it.
No, you're right. Because, you know, early in your career, you used to have the joke about when you got a tool like this,
gotta
build a shed over it.
That one still gets trotted out when all the regular shit isn't working and I have to play nicey nice.
Right.
I still break glass in case of emergency once in a while for that.
Bring it out.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Yes.
But I'm picturing the gigantic shed that would emerge over the top of these pants.
Listen, if you're going to wear skinny jeans, you should be a skinny person. I don't wear skinny jeans.
No. I do not. Anything that says skinny, I'm not putting on my body. Let's just come to terms with that.
I just they look stupid.
Well, unless you're a skinny hipster, they do.
Well, I mean, first of all, they look stupid in general.
Yeah,
they look like
you think
girl
so?
Pants. Yes, they look like girl pants.
Oh, you mean on guys? They look stupid. Well,
listen, on girls, the tighter the better. You know, I'm all for it.
Yeah, but on guys, sometimes the tighter the better.
From your perspective, I used to wear tight pants.
Do you tell?
I did in high school. I wore very tight pants.
Yeah.
I mean, where I look back, like where you can fucking see my shit. I'm like, how does anybody let me out of the house? How am I getting out of the house? More importantly, how am I riding my bicycle? I don't.
Really?
Yes. I mean, shit was on show.
Then you were doing it right.
Apparently. Because at that time, you know, you wanted tight pants.
Yeah.
But they weren't skinny jeans.
No. They were just like the smallest that you could fit into.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And I wasn't, but this is not when I was fat. I was thin.
Right.
I was like 116, 120 pounds.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was a skinny dude there for a while. I lost all the weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fortunately, I've gained it back over a period of years. But, you know. I was 116 pounds. I could wear tight pants.
Right.
I shouldn't be showing my shit off. But
yes, you are. At that age, yes.
High school?
Yeah.
I think it's a bit of a distraction.
It's supposed to be. I mean, you're all boiling with hormones.
Yeah, but like they don't let girls like wear tank tops now.
I know. I would like to see them actually try to police young guys' junk the way they police girls in their spaghetti straps.
They should. I mean, if we're going to police, we should police. But anyway, yeah, I'm going to police fat men. No, I just felt it would be easier for me to tell everybody here than to go up into the individual and just wag my finger and go, no.
Yeah, well, you have a platform, so you can reach much more people.
Yes. I felt this was the best way.
I don't know how many fat men we're reaching. I'm sorry.
But as a woman, you don't want to see a fat guy in skinny jeans.
It's not helping anybody.
No, because it pushes everything up.
Up. And it's really not doing you any favors.
No. Skinny jeans are very effeminate.
You know what? On rocker guys.
Rockers are the only ones that can wear it.
Yeah, listen, I dig it.
Listen, if you're a rocker with a heroin problem, you can wear skinny jeans and scarves. I want to be that guy. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
I do. But I'm not. I still act a little bit like a rocker on stage.
Yeah.
But I don't go to the skinny jeans.
No, you know what? It takes a very particular body type. You basically... Lisa's giving me the throw up emoji. I think she's not into this.
I guess me in skinny jeans.
No.
Shots
I think
fired.
No.
Fine, Lisa, I won't send you that picture.
No, I think it's the fat men in skinny jeans that's bringing on the vomit emoji.
Yeah, it's no good.
No, it's not a good
thing.
How
to explain to the wife what the cod piece was?
Really?
I don't even know. I think it's just to enhance the junk.
Yes.
I think that's what it is.
Well, I think it was part protection, but part enhancement. Like, hey, let me bring your eyeballs attention over here.
I just use an arrow. A red arrow on my white shirt pointing down to my junk.
and in the arrow is written, hey, ladies.
No, they just know where to look. I don't assume that everybody who I'm trying to direct attention to can read English.
Well, you hope. Well, you don't even have to read English. It's just an arrow.
That's what I do, yeah.
It's international.
Yeah, absolutely.
International junk spotting.
Yes, that's what I do. I do that for the people.
They appreciate it. They told me.
Yeah.
I think that there's a certain type of person, although I don't think that like tight clothes necessarily is only for the very skinny. It as long as like you're kind of toned, you know, like
no, you don't have to be emaciated,
right?
No, you could be in shape, but I'm saying fat guys
really
should not
big.
Wear skinny jeans.
Yes,
they
yes.
look stupid. Because skinny jeans, first of all, they don't go up very high.
No, they don't.
They go down below the knee.
They don't have enough butt room.
It's just a fucking mess.
They're not made for anybody with an ass.
I wouldn't look right in skinny jeans, I don't think.
It's not your body type,
no,
you know?
My body type is Adonis. An Adonis would not wear skinny jeans.
Adonis,
that's my body type.
Adonis jeans, that's what you need.
Of course, my body. Now it's the adorable Adrian Adonis. If you want to Google image adorable Adrian Adonis, then you'll know who I'm talking about.
Is that a wrestler?
Yes, it is.
I
Google that
just,
real quick.
Look,
Google image that.
I just knew from the name.
Well, yes, it's not up until recently, it wouldn't be a presidential candidate. There was a time
that is a popular search because it popped up without me having to do much.
You clicked on images of adorable Adrian Adonis?
Oh, dear God.
That's my body.
Oh, my God. No, you don't look like
body.
That.
A little makeup?
No.
On
this
the adorable one.
This is a blonde-haired, makeuped, pink tights wearing sumo wrestler.
He's not a sumo.
No, he's pretty. He's pretty hefty. He's, you do not look like this.
I am the adorable one.
Oh my god, this is pretty scary.
Now imagine that in skinny jeans.
Oh no,
my problem.
Yes. Agreed. Okay. This is not something that you want to have happening.
No.
When Lisa says when your gut hangs over, skinny jeans are a no go. I think that that's true.
No, she's absolutely right.
And she said, "Not you, Davin. Never you.
Never me."
About the vomit picture.
No, I just throw a tent over myself.
You're going Muslim, are you?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you're offending people.
What?
And speaking of offending people, Joe walked in. And it happened to be Muslims, too. It's like the Muslim signal went off. And Joe sped through traffic. I'm on my way, Pip Hillis. It's more important than a Blue Hawk signal. Muslims are being made fun of. Hi, Joe.
Zectamundo.
Thank you, Fonzie. Joe's first words are a quote from 1978 TV. Of course they are. How are you, Joe?
Good. Very, very good.
Nice to see you.
Well, you know, since you're talking about that particular fashion faux pas, he's talking about skinny jeans.
Fat guys should not wear skinny jeans.
Never! Why would they?
Because they're confused.
How could you be a fat guy and go, I want to wear skinny jeans?
You've seen it!
I want relaxed.
Yes.
Yes. The way our waist is, relax.
Yes.
Relaxed fit.
I want relaxed fit because they can't put fat fuck on the label.
Sure they can.
These days you can. They all
just for Zeppelins.
Very funny. Look at Joe being funny for a minute and I'm impressed.
Damn.
Oh, wow. I'm glad I decided to do the show tonight.
I'm glad you did. I would have walked out. You're watching TV. Yeah, we said, fuck it.
No, I would have let you know. As soon as you paid the tolls, I would have sent you a signal. You know, once you paid every toll you could pay, I would have sent you a text.
Want to watch TV? No, I don't want to watch TV.
No, well, he would have been going into his baseball game. You and I would have been sitting here watching this television.
Yeah, why are we doing the show damning him?
Yeah.
Yeah, really
write this down, that motherfucker.
I really should teach you how to use this shit.
Yeah, just in case.
Because many times, I'm not necessary. You guys could do it without me.
Do remember. There's not going to be a zoo breakout.
No, but we have the president. He's good for 3 hours of content.
That's true, yeah.
What, are you in a ball game?
I got a playoff game tonight.
Oh.
But, you know, I told them I wasn't going to play, and then they texted me again today and go, can you make it? I'm like, no, are you guys sure? I'm not going to make it. But, you know, I told Pip if it was an elimination playoff game or championship round, I would have to contemplate. I've blown off many a softball game to do this show, to bring you this highly regarded content and give you such wisdom as fat guys should not wear skinny jeans.
Well, there was a teacher that you just recently got yelled at because she sat down like middle schoolers, I think, and told them, or like early high school girls, and told them that unless they're a size 1, 0, or 2.
Didn't we cover that?
Yeah, they shouldn't wear. No, I don't think so.
Isn't size 0 a skeleton?
Yes, pretty much.
No, it's not.
But
it's a dream.
It's like size 0. Wow.
I hope I gave all you women
preface that with that fucking diet.
Yeah.
I hope I body shamed all of our female listeners.
I think you just did.
Yeah, there it is.
Well, she said that if you're not a 0 or a 2, you shouldn't wear stretchy pants or else they'll make you look fat.
She got a point.
I mean, dude, you have to be a 0 or 2?
I do a joke in my act. I go,
that's nice that you mix it up with all the other shit you do.
I spent the past 2 days with normal people.
They were your family. I've seen some of the comments on Facebook. Slow your fucking roll. I've seen some of the people you're horsing around with make you seem normal. So I'm not buying into that for 1 second.
Quote, but, unquote.
But I do a joke on my act. I go, yeah, I go, they have 5 cents a bag, plastic bag, in my county of Suffolk. And I complained, and somebody said, well, it's for the good of the community. And I go, all right, so if we're going to do that, if you got the ass the size of a transit bus, you can't wear leggings. And I go, and I'm not fat shaming, because if you're a sensibly dressed person and you're wearing if you're a plus size person and you're sensibly dressed, if I'm goofing on you, that's wrong and that's fat shaming. However, if it looked like you're trying to smuggle 2 freaking manatees out of the aquarium, it's game on.
Oh, my God.
Because I want to wear a belly shirt and Spanx, but I don't because I care.
Listen, I'll wear stretchy pants, but I'll wear a tunic to cover that shit because I know.
Throw a Glad bag on it, you're good to go. That's what I always say.
There you go.
So we were talking about a very important topic. I want to weigh in on your opinion on this.
Yeah.
First time you grabbed a boob, what was that like? You thought I was going someplace else, didn't you?
Sure did.
I took him by surprise on that one, and I left.
I'm not
look over here.
I am not laughing at that. I am laughing that somewhere Joe's girl is doubled over in laughter.
Really?
Was Joe's girl the first time you grabbed the boob?
Yes.
Well, now I understand why the marriage didn't work.
Years ago.
Talk about
years ago.
Years ago.
Talk about a late bloomer. I was like,
Joe's just making sure he still likes chicks. That's what he went for.
Years ago. Years
so she
ago.
Was the first breast you grabbed?
Yes.
Oh, so what was that move?
It wasn't a smooth.
No, what are you talking about?
It was we were hanging out, and I tried to grab her, and she's like, what are you doing?
And I'm like, retreat.
Yeah.
Yipe.
It was in front of my buddy Frank, so everybody's hanging out.
What are you doing in front of a girl?
I'm stupid.
In front of other guys, though. No,
you thought it was going to go well with an audience? You should know it doesn't.
Yeah.
No.
Wow. First of all, I commend the balls that you have such confidence to think it would. And then I got to go, how fucking stupid are you? And so I'm like, you.
And we've known each other, 21 years? And there's many times you said either, both.
Yeah, I feel like those
there
are
nights you've said one and nights you've said the other.
But I'm saying both on this instance. Like, wow, the balls on this guy.
Right.
To think he can pull it off. Like, he can get what he wants from this young girl. And then the stupidity to think that he can do it in front of a live studio audience.
Yeah, really, that's not the move at all.
I'm like, were you drinking? Were you hot?
Yes. Oh, yes and yes.
Yes.
So she was not the first boob you grabbed, the first one you attempted to grab.
First one I attempted to grab, yes.
So how was it like the first time you grabbed one?
Oh, it was nice.
No, but like, what was the move? I hope, was there an audience again?
Let's see. You go with the under the boob move. You go with the under the bra move, and you move in that way.
Yeah, you know, you do. You always have to work underneath that, too, before you get to the...
Because the whole premise of there is you get under there, and it's uncomfortable now, because you're double parking.
I never thought about
and
that.
And what you do, so you want to do, so it's like, you know, why don't we loosen the bra, because my paws are in there. And
you're doing them a favor.
Yes.
You're being helpful.
Yeah, I must be uncomfortable with my hand on your... with that pesky bra holding everything down.
I'm just sticking your fingers in your pooch, and that might be a little uncomfortable, too. Yeah. So put one cock in there. I'm doing this for you.
I'm just helping you air it out.
I never. Moments like this, I understand Joe's genius. Well, why are we offended? I'm helping you. Yeah. Help me. Yeah,
that's
I'm doing the bra.
Called 17-year-old logic.
I just love. What are you doing?
Yeah, what do you think I'm doing?
What are you doing?
Shit you won't do for another 30 years.
So that's hilarious.
No, but I thought it was like it starts on the outside. Mm. That's what I was saying. It starts on the outside.
Goes on the outside, and then you back up, and then you slide under.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that. Because you work the ribs. I'm going to work the ribs, work the back,
well, what
and
you
then
do,
the shirt massage.
Well, you see, what you do is you go, you know, it's like if you go outside the bra and you're horsing around in that area.
Horsing around.
Yeah, and the
it's not a fucking rodeo.
They don't tell you get lost. It's like, all
right,
good.
That's right, yeah, right.
Yeah, so, well, that's
you know,
it.
You know, this is what men do. We send in reconnaissance.
Yes, you're sending in a scout.
Yes, we send in a scout to see the lay of the land before we send the full army in.
Yeah, right. Scout hand.
All right, you know, then it's good. So then you go for the slide under there. Now, if you got there, that's and you're sitting in that vicinity, that's good. Now, you give another...
You got to take the hill.
Right, you get another couple of four... you give another 3 minutes or so, and it must be...
I can see Joe, minutes. One hand on the tip, the other hand looking at
looking
his
at
watch.
Ass.
I ain't no business. So anyway...
all the secrets how to get
busy
laid.
Body. Anyway... You slide.
I think my watch stopped. I don't know how long am I grabbing your
hopefully tip? The sun's out. You put a stick up. All right. Under there.
That was Joe's 3 years of Boy Scouts finally paying off.
You need a sundial for this expertise.
Well, you know, back in the standing, I don't know if you can tell the sundial.
Days, but so you put it under there, and then you run to that, and then you're like, oh, it must be uncomfortable. And then you get the bra off, and then you, you know, it's fun. That's what a bra comes off, you know.
I want to know how he knows it makes that sound.
I've never heard it make that sound.
When they're unfurled? Oh, yeah.
Unfurled, yeah. See, unfurled, that's when they're unfurled.
It's not a flag. What are you talking about?
I'm the one here who has them. I should be able to judge this.
Yeah, I forgot about the whole, yeah, you work around underneath.
Yes, yes.
On the outside.
Yes.
And then you slide in.
Yes.
You know, the whole thing.
It's called finesse.
And the uncomfortable thing is, you know what? You're right, because you are making them, because you kind of slide the bra up, and then they go, enough of this horse.
You're doing right. You're doing them a favor.
Well,
sure you are. Sometimes when you're a Z-level celebrity, they let you.
That's hysterical. That's what we are. Z-levels. We want to get in there. Who are you guys? We're Z-level celebrities.
At least we're not double A.
Yes, right.
So I guess I'll ask real quick your take, and then we'll take a break because we want nothing I want to cover. So I'm sure you did you hear the news about Manafort and Cohen today?
They're dating?
They're a couple.
They might. They're both going to the same place. Yeah.
It's called Moen.
No, I've been up to my ass all day. What's going on?
Are we still doing the dating thing? I don't understand.
No.
Manafort.
Hold the phone 1 second. Chess girl just got in. She says, he still has the same moves.
Does he still do it in front of a live studio audience?
Well,
Chess girl, come to the compound. A bunch of my friends are going to be there. I want to fool around for a while.
I want to show them I know how to touch a girl.
I want to show them I've improved. Fucking loser.
And the answer still, yes and yes.
She's right. She told me she still haven't learned.
What did I say about her? Now she's allowing this nonsense to go on. You've worn her down.
Yeah. Now all of a sudden a diagram comes out. All right.
Here, stupid. Here's how it's done. This is how I like it. Stop fucking it up.
Why are there like X's and O's and dotted lines?
And God damn it, take off your watch.
This is football.
Hysterical.
Foreplay with Joe Curry. So Manafort convicted on 8 of 18 counts, including tax fraud and tax evasion and bank fraud, all that stuff. And Michael Cohen pled a deal with the FBI, and one of the pleas was admitted to committing campaign fraud, essentially paying off Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal on behalf of the president.
Okay. Was Trump aware of it?
Well, yes, he was aware of it.
Okay.
We hear the phone conversations.
Okay.
Thanks for that insight. It's as good as your foreplay. No, you don't. Nothing to say?
What are you going to say? The whole thing, you know what? Let them plead guilty. They're guilty. Whatever. You know, the president's tied to it. You know, all the politicians do this stuff. All right?
Politicians. They don't do this.
Really? Let me tell you something. A lot of stuff that's coming about Hillary with
them. You were going to Hillary.
Right,
I know.
Because
of
investigation, because they never had a clue that she was going to lose. So let me tell you, Hillary Clinton had as many skeletons.
We're not talking about Hillary.
But what I'm telling you is they all do it. So you want to know something? I know Trump, for a fact, is doing a better job than Clinton could ever do. So you want to know something? That comes with the territory.
Comes with the territory. So
his take is all politicians are dirty.
Right. Well, that's what Trump's kind of wanted to put out there. That's the cynicism.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what are they doing? What are they doing with Trump? Are they going to convict Trump?
I don't know.
They didn't say yet. This is all fresh.
No, but I mean, Michael Cohen knows all the shit. I mean, he was the fixer.
He knows where the bodies are buried.
Yeah, that's a big deal. I mean, Michael Cohen was all these years was with Trump, covering all this shady shit, including when he was the president and the candidate.
Yeah. So he paid. So let me get this straight. He paid off Stormy Daniels.
And Karen McDougal on behalf of the president.
Okay, is that illegal?
Yes.
Why is that illegal?
Because it was a legal campaign contribution, something like that. That has to do with campaign finance fraud.
Campaign finance fraud?
Yeah.
I thought it was hush money that they paid them all.
Right, but you can't do that. It's an illegal donation or something like that.
And that's how they listed it as a campaign donation?
That's what's campaign finance fraud, yeah.
And Trump was aware that you're doing it in that fashion?
Yeah, they had a phone conversation about it. They released that a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens.
So you don't have a problem if he's you don't have a problem if Trump's a felon either.
I don't have a problem because they're all up to no good. All of them. Well, and you want to know something? If Trump is,
so you think he's the only one that got caught? That's what you're thinking.
Let's see what happens.
So Reagan was a felon.
They all were up to something. But Iran-Contra. They all had something going on. You know, and it's a witch hunt. These guys with witch. They're going to try to find something against Trump any which way they can.
Well, no. I mean, he does it himself. All he's got to do is release his tax returns.
Yeah.
If they're clean.
Is it required by law that he does?
No, but if he wants to clear his name. No. So you don't care what he does. That's kind of what I figured. I don't care. If it was Hillary, If it was Hillary who was president, and with this shit, he'd be losing his shit. I'd be like to throw her in jail too, but yeah. Because I'm consistent. But okay. I don't have a team in. At some point, don't you got a guy we deserve better? At some point, can we get a non-felon?
My taxes, yeah. my paycheck, there's more money in my paycheck. The borders are being secured.
The borders are not any more secure than they were before.
But they are. They're cutting down on immigration because they're knowing there's going to be a problem with the border.
Immigration's been going down since Obama.
Okay, but it's going down more under Trump. Now, and also, there's consumer confidence in the country. We're working on negotiations with China to get better trade relations, which have been an abomination. Whether you like it or not, the country is moving forward. Okay?
The economy's good. The economy is okay. But it is not. The wages have actually gone, when you factor in inflation, the wages have actually gone down under President Trump. So your dollars are actually going less. And that has, in part, because of the trade war.
But the trade war is something that is a temporary thing. Because the trade deals have been an abomination. Okay? When you've got China, where you can't deal with China unless you give your...
Trump, you and your party wanted globalism and free trade. Do you like to go to Walmart and get dollar store shit?
I understand that, but the trade is... I've worked in a business where everything has been going overseas, where there's no American manufacturing anymore.
Yeah.
Where there's trade, and it's...
We can't compete because nobody wants to work for a dollar a week. That's why we have to be on top of new technology.
I understand that, but we still have people that need jobs and still manufacturing jobs.
Yes, we have to train them.
You know?
You're not going to have... You're going to have to manufacture new technologies. That's what it is.
You do that at the same time. You work in the new and also, you take care of the people that have been working under these trades.
You got to train them
for years.
You
know, sometimes it's train. You know, it's tough to train a guy that's 45 or a guy that's 55.
Wait a minute. 2 years ago, you were right there with me. Saying, no, we got to train these people, and that was one of the things you liked about Obama that he wants to do it.
But one of the things is training that trade. But in the real world, sometimes
it's tough to train. They are. This is why you got to watch Vice. It's such a good show. And West Virginia, what they're doing with a lot of these coal workers, because they're losing their job to robotics.
One, one way or the other.
They're retraining them in computers. 45.
So that's fine. But
that's what you got
to
do.
But until you get everybody on board with the computers, you have to keep the other jobs there that these people still have been doing. You know, and then they'll necessity to other ways of the way things are will phase that out. Because coal, believe it or not, coal is still a viable source of fuel. Okay, and when it gets to the point where it's no longer making economic sense or it's been obsoleted, then these people
natural gas is pretty much cheaper than coal.
Yeah, but you can't even. There's people upstate that they want to do fracking.
Well,
they don't like
fire coming out of there.
No, but still, they've been doing it in Pennsylvania. There's no problem. There hasn't been a lot of problems, mostly, you know, in the areas that have been doing fracking. And those areas upstate are very depressed areas where those people could now turn their lives around because now they're selling their land. My brother's one of them. My brother could, you know, that's where he is. There's not that much work up there. And that whole area
upstate
could be
New
turned
been
around.
Depressed for years.
Yeah, and fracking would be the one thing that would absolutely turn it around.
Well, they would sell their property and move to Florida.
They would sell their property and make a lot of money on it.
Yeah, but then
or sell
these,
the rights or the land rights.
They're leaving these ecological nightmares for the next people to come.
Well, what happens, you really won't have communities up there anymore.
No, you won't.
People will move away.
Yeah, it's like, do we want a scorched
earth
policy?
They won't move away. They'll get the lease the land to the...
No, they're not going to want to live on
what's left.
No, they're not going to want to live in those communities.
A lot of people in Pennsylvania are absolutely fine. Nothing wrong.
Have you been to Pennsylvania? These people are not smart.
So why don't you go to Pennsylvania and you tell these people that our lives have turned around because we have the rights, we've given the rights to have the fracking, and it's turned our lives around in a depressed community.
These communities are still depressed.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you know? Have you been there in the areas that have been fracking?
Yeah, I drive through them all the time.
Really? Have you stopped in and said hello?
I do shows.
Really? Have you talked to them about the issue?
No, I fucking ignore them. That's what I do after shows. I don't talk to anybody.
Right. And what do they think about fracking? How
I'm just telling you, there's still depressed communities. I don't know this give me a town that is now this panacea, and Pip will look it up right now. I don't know what town you're talking about that is suddenly doing gangbusters in Western PA.
But they are.
Give me a town.
I don't know the town.
All right, then stop talking shit.
I'm not talking shit. Look up fracking. Look up Pennsylvania. Look up land rights.
That's not what we're talking about. I want a town. You just told me that.
We'll find a town right now.
Give me Erie, Pennsylvania.
Well, wait a minute.
Fracking in Pennsylvania.
Locations. Oh, here's a fracking map. I just found a fracking map.
Nothing makes for better radio than a fracking map. Yes, that's what I always tell people.
Let's see. Oh, my God. There's a lot in... there's a whole lot in New York. There's a lot around Pittsburgh.
Not exactly rich communities.
Yeah. Like upper, like between Scranton and
Scranton's
Binghamton.
Still not rich. Scranton is still not doing well.
A lot of Pittsburgh. In western Pennsylvania, there's a whole lot there.
Okay.
Sorry, nobody can see this, so this is fascinating, but it's like whenever I'm looking something up on the internet, because we were doing it in at the moment, I'm not going to have fascinating.
Look up adorable Adrian Adonis and fracking in Pennsylvania. So
yeah. Let's say they have...
those towns that you named, I know, have not impact. Turned around. They're still poor.
Let's see.
The ones that she just named, they're doing fracking.
Let's see. Pennsylvania fracking water contamination much higher than reported. Okay.
That's not really what he's asking about.
No, but I just...
He doesn't give a shit about drinking water.
Yeah.
Have a drink gasoline. Do they have money in their pockets?
Let's see.
All right.
Okay, this is really hard to do on the fly, guys, because there's a lot of information.
You know, I just want to, you know, Erie, Pennsylvania is one. York, Pennsylvania, you can look up.
Yeah, there's...
I mean, they're just not doing well. But that's mostly because manufacturing is gone.
Yeah.
And you can blame that to the trade agreements, to NAFTA.
It's, well, I mean, listen, a lot of good things came from a lot of our economy boomed under it. The Republicans were for it. The Democrats were for it. So
it was a bad deal.
You liked it when you were making money hand over fist earlier in the decade.
Well, during the 80s, yeah, but that was the
80s, the 90s, early 2000s.
But you know what? I also watched a lot of my industry disappear under that.
That's just the way it is. I mean, that's capitalism.
No, that was the trade deals with NAFTA.
It's capitalism. It's capitalism. That's what it is. That's like I always say. Either you want capitalism.
But it was a bad deal. So we're trying to it was a bad deal. You try to renegotiate.
We don't have a new
deal.
We don't have a new deal.
Well, that's what they're trying to work on.
I have seen no progress on that. I look forward to the progress. Meanwhile, all reports are China is kicking our ass in the Pacific because we got out of the TPP. I look forward to these new deals. But we're 2 years in. You're in a little bit more than a year and
a half.
Okay,
but you know what? They do. The world, they do need America. And let me tell you something. China needs America. And,
well,
and
because,
a lot
because
of the
they have
deals,
all of our debt,
you know, but
that's
they do need America. So,
no, I mean,
and they will cut a deal.
Well, yeah, I think they'll cut a deal. They'll get some type of deal, whether it's whether it ails all that it's supposed to. I'm highly skeptical of that because there's no silver bullet. Unfortunately, people don't want to understand that. That's why you always have to be on the cutting edge. That's why the fact that China is now starting to take in all these new technologies the way the Silicon Valley used to is a big problem. We need to be on the cutting edge of things because those jobs not only create computer jobs, they also create the need to build things like microchips and shit like that. And that's where you can still have those manual labor jobs. Although, really, manual labor jobs are going to go away, too, because robots are going to take care of it. And capitalism says, you know, you want to make the most money for your investors. And that's just the reality of it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's unfortunately, manual labor, unless it's specialized, like plumbing, you know, or roofing, you know, that type of thing. Or fencing, you know, building a fence until we get computers to do it. I mean, that's where your manual labor jobs are going to be. Mechanic. Mm-hmm. And that's where your manual laborers will make a good wage.
Yeah,
as
still.
They should. But, you know, just standing in a factory building cars or building, you know, frames of houses and shit like that, it's just not there. It's just not those jobs have gone away, and that's just, it's, you know, listen, you don't see too many stagecoach drivers anymore. you don't see photomats anymore. You're laughing, but they used to see them.
Well, technology has phased that out,
and that's what I'm saying. Robots have phased. I mean, that's just the reality of
my daddy, the pin setter at the bowling alley. He lost his job.
It's another example. You don't see VCR robot repairman anymore.
No,
I mean those stores.
We could use them here. Bring mine up too.
But those stores used to be everywhere.
Yeah.
And nobody cried when we go, oh, shit, we're getting better stuff cheaper. So, that's just the reality of it. I mean, you know, it's fun to wax poetic, but this is the way we evolve. So, I mean, when you say coal, this, that, the other, their time has come. I mean, I know what Hillary Clinton was trying to say, and of course she's Hillary Clinton, so she said it inartfully. Fucking stuck her foot. But what she was saying is, I could lie to you and tell you that these jobs are coming back. They're not coming back.
Right.
But what she should have said, but I want to help you get the jobs, the future that are going to be here for you and for your kids.
Yeah, I'm
and
not just dropping you there,
yeah,
and
exactly
saying, ooh, sucks to be you.
Right. You know, I'm not going to stay here and powder your ass and say coal is coming back and it's the future. Listen, it's technology from the 1800s.
Right.
the country is moving on.
It's going away.
We've seen this historically before in other industries. Mm-hmm. I know it's very difficult, but I don't want you to think for 1 minute that I'm going to leave you out here on your own and not try to help you support your family. And I'm not going to give you money to do it. We're going to teach you. We're going to teach your children. We're going to put you on the cutting edge so mm-hmm. that you're at the top. So you're no longer on the bottom of the workforce. You're at the top of the workforce.
But while you're doing that, you still need that source of income.
Absolutely.
To do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. But listen, people go to night school. My wife's going to night school. People go to night school. There's no reason why you can't train somebody.
Yeah. But you need some place to go during the day to earn the money to pay for the night school.
But I never said shut down the coal mines. I never said that. But you have to go, listen, you're being replaced by robots. That's what's going on, and because we have newer technologies. That's what's going on. So some of you will still have these jobs for the foreseeable future. But as you know in your community, more and more of you are losing your jobs. So I want to give you – so if you've lost your job, I want you going to school, and we'll help you, and we'll pay for your education. And if you still are fortunate enough to still have that job, I want you to be able to go to weekend classes or night classes so that when your job goes away, you have another option. That's what Hillary Clinton should have fucking done.
Yeah.
But she's Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, President Trump – he said, you know, coal's going to be here. And it's just,
it's listen, not.
The politicians say that, and it's just wrong. It's not going to be there. It's an industry that's been dying. It's not because of Obama or because of Trump or because of Bush. It's just the way.
Technology.
It's just Look up coal production for coal, the rate of coal production.
What am I looking for? The rate of coal production?
Yeah, I don't even know how the past 10 years. Coal production, 10 years.
I don't even know how you would look that. You know what I would look up? Here's what you look up. How many people are working in the coal industry? That's what you want to know. How many? What's going on with the jobs? Because you could still produce a lot of coal and not have people.
In 2016, U.S. coal production decreased 18.8% year over year to 728.4 million short tons, the lowest annual production level since 1979. Let's see. In 2016, the productive capacity of U.S. coal mines was 1,068 million short tons.
You didn't study your coal information before the show?
A decline of 8.3% from the 2015 levels. So
it's a dying industry.
Do they have it from? Do they have a rate for 2017?
That was.
I don't think they have that yet.
Let's see.
Why not? It's 2018.
Yeah, but it fucking takes them forever.
A lot of tons.
It is a lot of tons. How are you going to count a ton? There's a ton. It's like a crab boat. They just count fucking tons on the sorter.
These are production.
Listen, it's going down. I get it. If that's your livelihood. But these are shit jobs. I mean, these people die young. These people, they're not having...
It's very dangerous.
Rich on it. They're dying young. These people should have the opportunity for something better. Everybody should have the opportunity where your job doesn't kill you.
Yeah, I know. But if you're 56 years old, have two kids in college, and you know, and need to keep things going, you want the coal industry.
I get it, but
your
company doesn't give a shit about you. They're going to put you out of business because a robot could do what 20 people do.
Yeah, but by that time, your time will be done.
Their time is done. That's why they keep firing these people. That's what I'm saying. We need to help these people. Mm. That's what I'm saying. And Obama said it. And Hillary was trying to say it, but she's fucking Hillary, one of the worst campaigners ever. Ugh. If she was just okay, we wouldn't know what a pussy hat was if she was just okay. But she's an awful campaigner. But, I mean, it's wrong to lie. Listen, Trump's going to go there tonight. He's in West Virginia, and he's going to tell these people that everything's going to be okay. It's just not. The world is moving on from that technology, and it's not to fuck West Virginia and coal miners. It's just the way shit works.
U.S. coal production fell in the first half of 2017 after increasing in late 2016.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah. Well,
it went up and it went down.
Thank you, Joe. Is that your analysis? Listen, I mean, I feel bad for these people, but it's like I said, it's wrong to say it's globalism. It's this, that. No, sometimes there's just fucking supply and demand, and we move on from shit. Nobody wants my Atari 2600. I got three fucking Atari 2600s and 80 fucking games. People used to make that shit all the time. They used to design those games. They used to package those games. They used to sell those games. I'd go to Toys R Us, another fucking store that doesn't exist anymore, or KB, another fucking store that doesn't exist anymore, and you would buy all these video games of Atari 2600. You know what happened? They came out with better games. They came out with Intellivision and Activision, and then they came out with the Atari 4700, 4800.
You know far too much about this.
I know. I was just thinking. I was like, oh, my God, I'm lost. I don't speak geek.
But here's the thing. Nobody, when those jobs went away, nobody was making fucking speeches go, we're going to bring back Pac-Man. Nobody fucking made that speech. The shit went away. We gave away better shit. For some reason, the coal workers, the coal miners are used as fucking pawns. That's what they get their hopes up. They're lying to these fucking people.
They are.
And it's wrong. And I have performed in front of them. They're lying to these people for bad jobs that are going to kill them at 56.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going, like I said, instead of going, listen, it's not coming back. You need to work. We want you to work. You're valuable to us as society. And you know what? We'd like you to live into your 70s because that's what most people do.
Yeah.
So let's we think you have the capacity to do other things. Even if it's the capacity to be a fucking janitor.
And where are they going to be a janitor?
No, I don't know. We're going to need more factories.
What are you going to do with it? Where are they going to go?
Listen, I mean, that's why, listen, that, but that's the importance of education. That's why the capacity to learn. And it does get harder to learn stuff as you're older.
It is.
But there
more
are
difficult.
People that can teach people of older age
and to do something new.
People, you listen, we saw it during the recession. People were going back to school,
learning a new skill.
You don't have a choice. I mean,
no, you don't.
Listen, telemarketers are going to be fucking. Telemarketers being outsourced. Nobody cries about that. Nobody cries.
Just fuck them.
Right. Yeah. Right. But I'm just saying, it's the same type of thing. You know, people just want to romanticize the coal worker. You know, they shouldn't. Be honest with them.
Right. I mean, it's cruel in a way to, you know.
Well, right. What Hillary said just came out across as cruel.
Yeah, what Hillary said is we're going to legislate your way of life or your way of making a living out. That's the way it came out.
No, what she said is your jobs are going away.
Yeah. It's like, oh, that's
You're not
nice.
Going to have a job. Like she said it inartfully.
Yes.
And you know, listen. The president says lots of things inartfully, but he can do it. Hillary says something halfway decent, and it sounds like shit coming out of her mouth. She's just not a very good campaigner.
No.
And unfortunately, her husband was not much of a campaigner either for her.
No. So. Yeah, they didn't do very good.
No. But Thea, well, that was much more fun when we were talking about tits. I'll tell you that much, Joe.
Gee whiz, Davin.
Ruined everything. Like hearing your awful moves more than fucking talking about coal. Ugh. Jesus Christ. All right, so I'll... when we come back,
why do you even have me come up here?
You start off very funny, and then you got all wrong. Yeah, so we'll come back. We'll teach you how to stop some robo scam calls. We're gonna have a very interesting comics in the news. A very interesting Satan question, and a very interesting school of fools. So I think there's plenty of things to argue about,
and worship. We love you, Satan.
But you mentioned that segment.
What?
But you mentioned
I did.
You
but did. Pip was regulating my speech.
No.
I don't know. I don't know what you were doing. No. I didn't want to say fucking up.
No, I was just putting in a plug for Satan.
Okay. This is why we have you, because when you show up, she fucking stops. It's like you break. So I don't know if the secret is you
deterrent.
Don't.
You're a deterrent. You're not a co-host. You're a deterrent.
I don't know if you're the co-host.
Don't worry, he's not a co-host.
I don't know if you drain her power because before that she's fine, or if she just runs out of steam and I need you to.
I don't look at you as a co-host. I look at you as a deterrent for her.
No, just someplace to go when she does that.
Okay,
you know, a port in a storm of ugh. It was a storm of ugh.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Pippi Alex. On the break, new music from Stevie with Damn Girl Lie. I don't know if it's read that way, but that's how I'm reading. Damn Girl Lie! I would hope the lie would go, you're the biggest. I hope that's the lie.
Pretty much.
And Ty Andrews with Bringing Me Down. And you can learn more about both of them at Deuce Music. So come back, and we'll educate you, and we'll argue, and we'll make you laugh, and we won't talk anymore about coal.